last year, you know, you missed half the season. You know, Moyaki was out all year. Kelsey was out all year. What do you expect from the tight ends this year as a group?
Yeah, tough year last year. Some injuries, but some guys stepped up. But, you know, we're on to a new year now. And, you know, I think we had a good camp. And we're getting better day by day. But I think the offense, the tight end in this offense can really be a weapon and can help us be, you know, create some mismatches and help win games.
Do you ever think in terms of numbers? I mean, like last year was 53 for you guys. And do you ever think in terms of numbers what this offense might produce for the tight ends if you guys stay healthy?
I mean, I think you can go back to Coach Reed's offense and his history and try to track those numbers. I haven't, but I think they're pretty consistent and, you know, pretty strong.
Any time you don't get a chance to get on the field and play is a missed opportunity. But, I mean, that's one of the reasons you came here, wasn't it? Because of that offense and your chance to be active in it?
Sure, yeah. Coach Reed has a great history with tight ends in his offense. And part of the reason I came, super frustrating year last year. Hope to erase that and be productive this season.
What do you feel like your comfort level is with the offense from last year to this year? A lot of talk about how expansive the playbook was last year, and Jamal mentioned that there's even more being printed this year. Where do you feel like you're at with it?
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable. There was times last year, you know, coming in on Wednesdays, getting some new plays and, you know, have to adjust. But this year so far, I feel pretty comfortable and able to help out some younger guys when I can, but also kind of concentrate on my details at my position and my responsibilities.
As a guy who's been around the league a while, when you see the development of Demetrius, does this boggle your mind that the guy a year ago was a basketball player and now he's a tight end?
Yeah, I'm not sure I've seen a player come that far along and that quickly. He's done a great job. He learned a lot last year, just trying to learn X's and O's of football, and then combined it with the physical additions this offseason and kind of putting it together all through spring and camp. So I'm looking forward to him getting out there and impressing some people on the field. And he's just going to get better the more game reps he gets.
And Kelsey, we knew what he could do. He showed it in the offseason program last year. You just talk about the threat. I mean, he gets deep as well as can catch the, you know,
yeah.
Just talk about his range.
Yeah, very athletic. It's good to have him back. He's not only a great player on the field, he's a good guy in the locker room and in the huddle. Has a lot of spirit, youthful attitude. But he's gonna be a problem for defenses. And we look forward to getting two of us on the field and even three of us sometimes and creating mismatches. Yeah, I think he's one of the guys that, you know, like you mentioned, can stand out and kind of be more of a focal point of their defense. But they are. It's a great challenge for us to start the year off with. You know, they have strong players. They really don't have too many weaknesses on defense. You know, up front in the box, they're really strong and can get to the quarterback. So we have our hands full, but we're up for the challenge.